Blog Talk Radio.
Again to another show. You are now on The Trigger. This is episode 3. I'm your host, Tony Smith. I want to thank you all for listening in. We're going to have a good show for you. If you want to call in to speak live, just call in at 914-205-5327. Okay, basically what we're going to do, and isn't our intro, the theme, that is so true. If you listen to the words of the theme song that we've got for this show, it is so true, and that's what we're dealing with. Today's show is the name of today's show that we're going to be doing is basically what's been talking about, and I call it the establishment civil rights grab and the GPUS co-opters. Now, they're not really connected, but the Green Party co-opters are helping to keep the establishment in power by marginalizing their own freaking party. And the establishment tried to go after our freedom of assembly and press, and they've also tried to go after our guns, which is the Second Amendment. So this is what this Florida shooting had to do with. And I called this out a while ago. I'm going to show you on my Facebook page, because that's where I generally hang out, is Facebook. We're all moving to moving over to MeWe and Minds, and a lot of our listening audience has already made the move, but we're still going to hang out and try to get more people to come over to MeWe and Minds and just start posting there and start communicating there, because Facebook's, let's face it, they censor. That's what they do. That's their business now. You know, I've been on Facebook since, 07? They came out in 04. And I remember when it was a free-for-all. There was no censorship whatsoever, man. You could say whatever and do whatever, and nothing would happen to your account. Nowadays, if you even post in a group, you have the potential to be flagged for spam. I mean, it's ridiculous. But it is what it is, and that's what the situation is. So a few things transpired, too, as well. And I know this is just a side note, but I wanted to just address, like, Nina Turner and how if you go to YouTube, guys, and look at that video when Sarah Friels confronted Nina Turner about the DNC fraud, Nina Turner got her thrown out of there, and then her Facebook account got taken down. If you go on my Facebook page and scroll down on my page, you can see, because I call this stuff out right when it happens, man, or before, and then I wait to analyze it, you know, when all the information comes out and what have you. But basically what happened, I called out because it was looking like Trump was going to fold to the pressure of the Florida shooting, which was a false flag. And if you listen to Debbie the Same Progressive, she pretty much shows you that the crisis industry has been developed. So they sell, you know, they get crisis actors and all of that kind of stuff. So, but I call this thing out back. Let's see. We are, yeah, I called this out back in February, 21st, right around the time it happened. And as soon as it happens, they go straight to gun control. And one of the posts I put, yes, I am a lefty, yes, I am a green, and yes, I am against gun control. And then I got into a bunch of arguments as whatnot. But I'm against gun control because in the Second Amendment it says, and then people try to use the Second Amendment as well, you know, to say, oh, it's about being in a militia. Bullshit, no, it's not. It says in the Second Amendment that a well-trained or well-regulated militia is needed for the security of the state. It said that. So then, comma, therefore, all citizens shall not be, you know, shall be able to bear arms. You know, I'm just paraphrasing off the top of my head. So these people try to say you have to be in a militia to own a gun. What the hell is that? No, no. It says the citizens, because what happens when militias are formed, their citizens get together, they bring all their guns together, then they organize. They get a leader of the militia, then they get the general, you know, they organize just as if they were in the military. But it is a citizen military that forms when the government becomes so tyrannical that they take away the civil liberties of the citizenry, which is what's going on. February 21st, David Hogg came on the CNN and said he wasn't a crisis actor. The post I put was, David Hogg, you are a crisis actor. You are going on CNN saying he is not a crisis actor. What should you have done is go on Fox News since you say that the shooting is not a CIA created word called conspiracy theory. Go to the people who claim you are lying or who are lying on you. So if he thought Fox News was the ones that was bringing a conspiracy theory that the shooting was a false flag, should have went to Fox News. What the fuck you going on CNN for, so they can prep you up? And then another kid went on CNN and he told that the questions were prepared for him, or the answers, or what have you. Oh, does that make sense? Didn't Donna Brazile do that crap? So, you guys, we have to be smart. It's also information out there that David Hogg was works for John Podesta's Center for American Progress. He's a crisis actor, brothers and sisters. So that's why I came out with, and then you got Greens was like, huh, I cannot believe that you've come out against this. This is, we should have bans on assault rifles. I posted it on the 21st. You gun control people are fucking stupid in my view. You got about 50 likes. Why? Because you shouldn't have to give up nothing. You know what I mean? Because the issue is in Florida. Where the hell is was your governor? Where the hell was your local FEMA? Where the hell was this Homeland Security, if you guys want to make this crap national? Because it's supposed to be a state and local thing when there's a shooting in a state. They're supposed to handle that shit. The government's not. So what is Trump supposed to do? You want to pass national legislation to curb our civil liberties. That's basically the situation. But what Trump do? He did what I proposed initially when it first happened. I said, give the teachers some guns. They're citizens. They probably already have guns depending on the state they live in. So allow them to just have them in the school. Give them some extra training. And then people were like, oh, you can't do that. You can't do that because the teachers will go crazy. And then they might shoot the kids. What the are you kidding me? You don't even have a rational argument. You don't even have a rational argument. And what's the problem is why that these irrational, stupid-ass arguments come up and are pushed and are acted upon is because those arguments are what the establishment want as the narrative. They want to set up both sides of your argument so that their ultimate narrative will come out of those arguments. But we're like, no, we're not getting on neither one of your arguments. The truth is that if you're a Green Party member, let's say, and because people were coming at me saying, oh, you're not being nonviolent by advocating for no gun control. I'm like, no, I am being more than nonviolent. Because guess what? When somebody's packing a pistol, not very much violence go on around them. Want to know why? Because people are scared of guns. So that means there will be less violence. And also in the 10 principles under the nonviolent clause in the Green Party, it says that you have a right to defend yourself. What the hell does that mean? Gun. So don't give me that shit. Your gun control argument is mute. It's stupid. And it is made up. And I can give you hundreds of cases of how guns aren't the issue. Nor is background checks and all that bullshit. Because you should be able to have a gun. I don't give a hell who you are. Because if you want to come into a school and think you crazy, let someone else show you that they're crazier. They'll that is survival of the fittest. Always works. Because genuinely, people don't want to hurt each other. But if you attack me, I'm going to put a bullet in your fucking head. Excuse my language. I'm very upset about this. I get hounded in my inbox. You guys don't, you know, when you guys listen to folks like us over the airwaves or on TV or whatever, you should take into consideration what we go through. You know, you don't know the behind the scenes. You know, you hear the show, but you don't know what we've gone through to get to this point. So please forgive me and give us a little slack when we're pissed off and cussing. And it shouldn't even matter. But, you know, we've been brainwashed to say this is how it's supposed to be. This is how it's. So if you have any kind of brain, you know, you could clearly see what the situation is. It's a controlled false flag, and in false flags, people die, yes. 17 people possibly died, yes. So that they can problem, reaction, solution you, as they have been doing for decades, centuries. What's the problem? This kid shot up the school. What's the reaction? What are we going to do? What's the solution? gun control. See how that works? And then you got the media pushing the narrative for the both arguments. So they were trying to make the narrative versus mental health and banning assault weapons. That's the narrative they wanted you to argue. But we said, fuck you. No, you're not taking my gun. Period. I don't give a shit about his mental health or none of that. Yes, we need to deal with the mental health, but you ain't taking the gun. So we destroyed the narrative that they wanted to build the narrative over banning assault rifles or build the narrative over mental and whether or not we should ban assault rifles. And we didn't feed into it. We say you're not going to violate our constitutional right. Because they wanted us to argue whether or not to ban assault rifles. We said, no, you're not banning anything. You could get some better background checks, but you're not banning nothing. And instead, we said, give the teachers the guns. So we twisted the argument away from what they wanted the argument to be about. And that's what we got to always do. Don't just take what the mainstream media throws at you. I want you guys to listen to this clip. This is from Deb Della Piana. She's awesome. I want you guys to listen to this. This was talking about the complacent citizen, and this is why I came out as soon as it happened to throw up the red flag so that people can debate rather than just suck the mainstream media's bullshit up. So, and it's, again, I do sincerely apologize if my profanity is offending someone, and I know some younger people listen in as well, and I want you to know that I do apologize, but you are going to hear the F-bomb from time to time from me. I just want you to know that. But let's listen to Deb, and she does the F-bomb worse than me, so viewer discretion is advised. So here we go.
As I go down that road and I look, I am now convinced that after the Bush administration, there needed to be some kind of revitalization of the duopoly. You know, Bush, you know, I think this whole, progression of where we are right now was started on November 22nd, 1963. And I've always thought that. And I think Bush, the Bush administration, his 8 years really, really pushed the envelope of making us get there quicker. 9/11 was a huge event. And it did not happen the way they want you to believe it happened. It happened. And we sacrificed American lives, but that did not happen without help from us. Sorry. Even if that help was just merely to just stand down and let it happen, okay? That right there, it makes you complicit.
I just want to stop it right there quick. She is exactly right. This is why I was just saying don't allow them to dictate the narrative or which side you should argue it up on. But let's keep listening.
Yeah, I believe that. And I believe that Barack Obama was the ultimate Trojan horse. He was here to save not only the GOP but the duopoly, because that's what we do here. It's good for them. It works for the politicians. It's the shots being called by the oligarchs. They pay off the politicians because now bribery is legal in America. And everybody there is happy. The only people not happy are us, but we are so complacent and we are so beaten down that we just don't do anything about it. We just, you know, they will do to you. Because my grandmother taught me this. This is life lesson 101. There's no magic here. People will do to you what you allow them to do. You allow them to intimidate you, they will intimidate you.
Now, why would they intimidate you? Because you're ignorant, right? So what that tells us, that we have to get informed, right? So you guys got to listen to shows like us and then critically think from those. Don't just take our talking points and eat them up for breakfast. Learn to think on your own, but listen to people like us so that you can strengthen your resolve. You understand? To keep yourself from being complacent and in an echo chamber of a view that is manufactured. Let's keep listening.
You allow them to lie to you and you swallow their lies whole, they will continue to lie to you. You allow them to physically abuse you and keep coming back for more, they will continue to physically abuse you. There is no impetus for change. It's the same way with a fucking government. A government's just a bunch of people. So shut the fuck up. Because the only people who aren't going to survive the two-party system in America are we the people. Are we the sheeple. Whatever you want to call us. That's my first shut the fuck up moment.
And I agree. And what should happen from that point is that we join the Green Party. But what are we? Complacent. Right? So when I name this show The Establishment Civil Rights Grab, they tried to grab our, by censoring us, grabbing our freedom of press, freedom of assembly. Howbeit it be a virtual assembly on the internet, it's still an assembly. We know who each other are. We learn to love each other. We're brothers and sisters and whatnot. And they're trying to separate us. So you got to come out of the duopoly first. But we have Green Party co-opters. But we just expose them. And they're weak. They are weak. Let me tell you, I've been kicking their ass all up and down the political spectrum. They are weak. Don't think that they're strong at all. They're a bunch of pussies. Now, let me tell you, excuse my language again, but let's listen to Deb.
My second shut the fuck up moment, I actually made one before I made this one, and I decided not to use it because I was extremely angry. You know, and this is relative to the Florida shooting again. Right? And we have people on here still to this day who don't believe that we have a right to question what's going on. We're lying about the kids. No, we're not. No, we're not. We're not. We're not lying about the kids. We're questioning just what's going on. This is where it starts. Can I give it to you for me so you understand just exactly where I'm coming from? When you find out that the teacher walkout and the student walkout is being engineered, and that's the way it is described in the media, engineered by the same people who brought you the Women's March, I have a right to question.
And that's the crisis industry that has developed from these false flags that have been perpetuated, in my view, through the U.S. government. And Barack Obama's notorious for this over these 8 years. You know, if you notice, the last 2 years and into Obama's 8 years, the mass shootings increased. Not overall over the table, but there's an uptick during his time of mass shootings and bombings. Because the goal, the war on terror is the war on the world population. They want to decrease the population to 500 million, have a one world government, religion, economy, and sociology. So the Green Party has four pillars to combat that situation. So this is why we push the Green Party so hard. But she is totally correct on the Florida situation. And we did a show on it. We did a show on it not too long ago on the conspiracy reality, if you want to check that out. But let's finish listening to what she has to say.
You all have a right to question. Because that is a Democratic Party political journey. And that means all of this stuff is being engineered by the Democrats in my mind. The message about only the police should be carrying guns on the streets of America and we need to look to Israel for how police forces are trained. Our police forces are already being trained by Israel. I made a video on that months ago. That's no new news. But what they're doing, my friends, is setting a little precedent for you. They're getting you used to the idea. Only the police should be allowed to carry guns in America. Oh, hell no. Oh, not in this America. Not in a country where they are now allowed to shoot to kill unarmed people in the street, kill mentally ill people, strangle people in custody, bash people's head against dashboards while they're frisking them. No, no. I don't think that the police should be the only people carrying fucking guns in America anymore. Anymore. Uh-uh. That was my 180. I did that. So?
Because Deb used to believe that thought process that the police should be the only ones have guns. But look what they've done. Absolute power corrupts absolutely. Us as citizenry having guns is checks and balances. If a police want to shoot somebody, watch out, police. We're armed and we're going to shoot your ass too. And most citizens are compliant with the police when they're stopped. But people pull guns when the police start, violating rights that they don't think that we know about. But over these last 20 years, man, Americans have grown to start to learn what their rights are. So she is totally correct, and everyone should make this 180 and support it because they can't change what you won't let them change, just like Deb was saying earlier. That's why I'm going through this show with her show, because she was spot on, and I called it out, but I took all the heat for it. I took all the flack and the initial reactions, because I called it out right when it happened. But here we go.
Sorry. That's just the way it is. If you're responsible, you get to carry them. And I'm not saying we don't need expanded background checks. I believe we do. Because, maybe if we could keep guns out of the hands of the mentally ill, then the government won't use those people to advance their cause. Because that's exactly what I'm postulating here. Do you ever notice that these things always happen when the government is running a operation in that town? Do you ever notice that? They were running a drill at that school that day. The students were told, and I got this out of the lamestream media, folks, so be comfortable with that, okay?
And that's another thing. The information we're getting is from your New York slimes and your Washington compost. The only difference is we critically think in that regard. But let's continue.
We're told that they would be very realistic and they would use blanks. I don't have a right to question. We don't have a right to question when there's armed cops outside the school standing there as kids are being killed, supposedly. You're all outraged that we're asking for evidence. Don't we have a right to see evidence? Yeah, we do, actually. We fucking do. And to the champ who said that it should be illegal to post lies and taking posts out on Facebook isn't censorship. It isn't? Yeah, it is. Yeah, you can't split those hairs. It is. It's censorship. And no one's posting lies.
So she's exactly right, and that's what it's all coming down to. It's coming down to censor us, because the truthers and everybody who are critical thinkers, we got silenced in the 90s, and then we moved on to the internet, and now we're getting silenced on the internet. So she was exactly right. The shooting is a false flag. It is a problem reaction solution program by the government in order to set up a political situation to grab our two of our most precious rights, the right to assemble and press, and the right to bear arms. They went for both of those in one fell swoop. But luckily, Trump actually agrees with the position that should be, that if you're going to have mass shootings in a country that will not allow you to take the guns away, then you're going to have to give the guns to the educators, period. Anything else is uncivilized and stupid. But you know why that there's pushback? Because there's an industry forming called the crisis industry, where you can hire people for crises. You can hire people for, assemblies. You can hire people for protests. This is an industry. If you look at Debbie, Insane Progressive, go to our page, go to our videos, and look at the last Debbie the Same Progressive video, and she runs it all the way down because she has an acute attention to detail, so she put fine details into her presentation. So I would deal with her in that regard. I just want to read this one last. So I came out and I took, and I'm not saying I'm the only one, I'm the first one or the only one who came out and stood up for our rights. I'm just saying I'm one of the few who would come out against this, but maintain my ideology. I'm a lefty. They try to call me a right winger because generally people on the right are the ones who are against gun control. But no, the majority of Americans are against gun control. They're just afraid to get ostracized by the PC crowd. I'm not scared of you. I'm telling you right now, I don't give a shit who you are. I will cuss your ass out. You can be the Pope. I will cuss you out. If you're going to tell me a lie, expect to get cussed out. Play no damn games when it comes to my life, and you shouldn't either. But I wanted to read this article, and then we're actually running out of time. But what happened since all of this, Florida, the Democrats in Florida tried to run an assault weapons ban in Florida. But the Florida lawmakers, due to pressure, rejected the assault weapons ban and approved a bill allowing the teachers to carry guns. So we win. We win by standing up against bullshit and calling it bullshit. There was a lady who was interviewed on CNN. She cussed at CNN. He's like, do you know that you're actually agreeing with Russia? Because she came out and said that Hillary Clinton is the one who did the collusion with through the Uranium One, and Mueller was the one who facilitated that Uranium One deal. And that's what the lady said on CNN, and the CNN guy was trying to call her a Russian agent and trying to pressure her. Well, don't you think you're – she was like, no, this is bullshit. This interview is over. You're full of shit, and I'm through talking to you because you don't want to be reasonable. You want to keep pushing your bullshit. That's exactly what she said. And people need to stand up. That's the whole thing. Don't be scared of these people. And when they come at you individually, beat the fuck out of them. Excuse my language. Or whatever you need to do, don't – yield and be scared, because they weak. You are letting a weak person be afraid of a weak person. It's not cool when you're the strong one. I'm going to read this article quick, and this is from the New York Compost. It says, Washington lawmakers shot down an amendment on Monday that would have banned semi-automatic assault weapons like the AR-15. They did, however, agree to raise the legal age purchasing a firearm to 21, which is bullshit, because if you're going to let our boys go over to your wars for oil and die at 18 for your wars for oil, and we get to vote at 18, damn it, you should be able to buy a gun at 18. Skip that. There should be any age as long as the person is accompanied by a parent or a guardian or someone who is of age as far as adulthood is concerned, which is 18. So this even bullshit putting this 21 thing in, and it's, again, and I keep apologizing for my language. I'm just very upset, and you should be outraged. And all you zombies who are with Bernie, what did Bernie say? Never lose your outrage. Where's yours? You don't have any. So here's the situation, and I'll let you guys go. Just go to our page. We have all this stuff. You go to my page, Tony Smith, put in your search box, find me. You know, I got the GNN logo as my profile pic. Find me. You can find all this stuff. Go to the Green News Network group. Go to our page on Facebook. We're on Twitter, YouTube. I mean, whatever website that you think there's social media, we're there. All you got to do is look us up. Oh, I think I'll go to Google Plus. Green News Network is there. Oh, YouTube, Green News Network is there. Oh, MeWe, Green News Network is there. Gab, Green News Network is there. Minds, Green News Network is there. So I just want all you brothers and sisters to know we're not going anywhere, and we're going to continue to fight. So I hope you guys enjoyed the show. We're running out of time. I mean, we can go on on and on with this topic. But I just wanted to just address this whole situation as far as the establishment's civil rights grab and the GPUS co-opters, because the co-opters are trying to keep the Green Party from pushing these 10 principles, because these 10 principles are what 68% of the American people want. And if 68% of the American people find out that the Green Party is actually the party that they should be a part of, the duopoly falls and they lose all their power and jobs. Period. That is what this is all about. So, understand, leave the duopoly, join the Green Party, help us get rid of the co-opters, stand on the 10 principles and the 4 pillars, and don't be afraid. We do that, we take the country back. So with that, brothers and sisters, I thank you all for listening in. I hope you enjoyed the show. And until we meet again at the appointed time, good night, everybody.